Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kashi, whose Day of Change tour features yoga lessons, natural food cooking demos, and Kashi cereals, crackers, and granola bars. Details at kashi.com. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at WKKF.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, the return of the blue heron to one small farm in Michigan. But first, time now to hear from you, our listeners. Response to our hour-long show special investigating the past, present, and future of storm protection along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana was enthusiastic. James Alls of Seattle writes, I just wanted to thank you for your special on Katrina New Orleans levees. It was really first-rate, tons of information presented in a compelling way. I haven't heard or seen any coverage as good or as in-depth as what I heard last night. You should win an award for that one. Keep up the good work. Our report on ways to keep cool this summer while saving energy did not tighten the efficiency belt nearly enough for some listeners. Take Charles Ward of Billings, Montana. He found our tip to use ceiling fans in combination with AC units to let you set the AC temperature higher, say to 72 to 75 degrees, a feeble improvement. I just about blew a compressor seal, he writes. Our household has been air-conditioned down to 80 degrees for the last 27 years that I can recall, including 19 years in Las Vegas. Mr. Ward adds, conserving resources and minimizing a person's environmental footprint is not a big thing, it's a lot of little things. And it takes a lot more than raising the air-conditioned temperature from 68 degrees to 72. We recently aired a story about a group of residents in a poor section of San Francisco who, after decades of protest, persuaded a major utility to close a power plant in their backyard. But some listeners are still waiting for a happy ending. Linda Clark of Provo, Utah, says the closure merely shifts the burden of energy generation to another neighborhood. You said the electricity is now coming through a transmission line. Where is the plant that is producing the electricity, she writes. Let's get beyond shifting pollution to continue using electricity. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write to us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. And visit our webpage at livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org, where you can hear us anytime.